Lesson 40. Text A. Learn to eat like a grown-up.
The table's laid. Come along, both of you, and let us begin.
I'm ready. I feel quite hungry. So am I. I could eat a horse.
Well, we haven't got a horse for you, but what we have got is quite nice. Sit there and see how well you can behave. Remember, you're getting quite a big boy and must learn to eat like a grown-up.
Does that mean that I can eat more?
We want you to make a good meal, though we don't want you to stuff yourself. Your place has been laid just like ours.
What's this little plate for?
That's for your bread. Most people eat a little bread with their meat and vegetables.
Mother, aren't you going to cut my meat up for me anymore?
No, I'm not. We have put a knife and fork for you, and you must learn how to use them. Here is your meat. Help yourself to vegetables from the dish. Don't take more than you can eat.
All right, Mother. May I take some mustard? You may, but I don't think you'll like it. You'll find it hot. Now sit up properly. Don't lean back, and don't lean too far forward.
And take your elbows off the tablecloth.
And don't take too much on your fork. You shouldn't open your mouth wide at meals.
Don't make a noise when you are eating.
Good gracious! I think it would be better if I took my plate away to the nursery. I shan't be able to eat at all if I try to remember all those things. Stay where you are. You'll soon learn.
What are you doing? Don't you know that you must never put your knife into your mouth?
But why, Mummy? It's easier like that sometimes. You might cut your mouth. Do you want to make your mouth bigger than it is? Use your fork. No, I don't. But I might prick my tongue with the points of my fork. Well, you must learn not to.
There, leave the lad alone. He'll soon learn. Have you finished, dear? Lay your knife and fork on your plate. No, don't cross them. Put the handles towards you.
Now, here come the sweets. Here's your plate. Use that spoon and fork. Use your fork more than your spoon. But why? Isn't it polite to use the spoon?
Of course it is. But most people use the fork more than the spoon. Use the spoon when you have to.
You mean for eating very soft stuff?
That's right. Why? You haven't drunk any water.
Not there, on your right. But why? Because it is nearer to your right hand. It's handier there. All right, Dad. There seems to be a great deal to learn. Give me some more pudding, Mother.
Give me doesn't get. Say, please may I have.
Please may I have some more pudding?
Here you are. What's that I see? Dirty hands? See that you don't come to table with dirty hands again.
And brush your hair next time you come. I'll try to remember, but you mustn't expect me to learn everything at once. May I get down now?
Very well. Run along. Text B. A Red Cross Nurse. Mary wanted to be a nurse when she left school, but in the meantime, she joined the Red Cross and had some limited training. She was taught that, in case of an accident, and they were plentiful in her town, she should give first aid at once and then send for a doctor. One day, there was an accident in a busy street, and when Mary arrived soon after, she saw a man bending over a woman who had been accidentally knocked down by a car and was lying motionless in the street. Mary ran up, pushed the man away, informed the crowd that she was a Red Cross nurse, and began to help the wounded woman. After a few minutes, The man who had been bending over the woman when Mary arrived touched her on the shoulder and said, "When you reach the part about sending for a doctor, don't worry. I'm here already." 7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the passage to your partner. We say that a person has good manners if he or she behaves politely and is kind and helpful to others. Everyone likes a person with good manners, but no one likes a person with bad manners. Yes, you may say, but what are good manners? How does one know what to do and what not to do? Well, here are some examples of the things that a well-mannered person does or does not do. He never laughs at people when they are in trouble. Instead, he tries to help them. He is always kind, never cruel to people. When people are waiting for a bus or in a post office, he takes his turn. He does not push to the front line of the queue. In the bus, he gives his seat to an older person or a lady who is standing. If he accidentally bumps into someone or gets in their way, he says, "Excuse me," or "I'm sorry." He says "please" when he makes a request, and "thank you" when he receives something. He stands up when he is speaking to a lady or an older person. He does not sit down until the other person is seated. He does not interrupt other people when they are talking. He does not talk too much himself. He does not talk loudly or laugh loudly in public. When he is eating, he does not speak with his mouth full of food. He uses a handkerchief when he sneezes or coughs.